You're searching for that perfect man. Well, will you find him if you can? I think you'll find he's out of sight. What I'm talking about is the asymptotic approach to Mr. Right. When looking for some new ideal, you find that such a man ain't real. He's out there in the infinite. Don't spend your life in the asymptotic approach to Mr. Right. You're clinging to that stubborn hope, reaching for that asymptote, that someone who's somewhere and somehow is your white knight. But even if you find you someone, there ain't no way that you're ever done with the asymptotic approach to Mr. Right. An asymptote's a thing in math that's like a limit to your path. You think you'll get there and be through, but you'll never be reaching the asymptote. It's impossible to do. Tell you how this term connects. When graphing y's 1 over x, you never reach the axis quite. You can only get close like the asymptotic approach to Mr. Right. You're clinging to that stubborn hope, reaching for that asymptote, that someone who's somewhere and somehow is your white knight. But even if you find you someone, there ain't no way that you're ever done with the asymptotic approach to Mr. Right. I warned you now, I hope you heard, and listened to my every word, 'cause I've been there and I can cite. What a wisdom of time is the asymptotic approach to Mr. Right. To do the best thing that you could, go find you Mr. Pretty Good. You ain't yourself the perfect mate. What would you ever do with a perfect man when you really ain't that great? Stop clinging to that stubborn hope and reaching for that asymptote, that someone who's somewhere and somehow is your white knight. But go on out and find you someone, 'cause there's no way you'd ever be done with the asymptotic approach to Mr. Right.